My name is Gardaki. I used to tend bar in a tavern called Malfunction Junction. It was kinda near the edge of a rusty, dusty town of Rigmarole Station at the foot of the Rigmarole Mountains. The town had seen better days, and so had the mountains. It was one of those muggy summer days when you can smell a storm brewing. I was hoping it would rain so as I could go out and wash the sweat off myself and maybe have my boy Kenzie go back to our corral and scrub down the dragon. I only had two customers in the place, Ubaldo, our resident miniature golf pro, and Neezer, a retired sorceress who had a place somewhere up in the rigs. I only saw her when she came into town for supplies, which wasn't often. But when she came in, she always managed to be here just when something was about to happen. I sent Cursor, my oid waitron, over to see if she wanted something to eat.
Can I get you something, Ms. Neezer?
Cursor, I'm surprised they haven't rooted you out as a robot and smashed you up yet.
Oh, I have been, ma'am. Rooted, that is. But an oid is considered a toy. I am simply not enough real technology to be concerned about. In a less liberal town, I'd probably be a plowshare by now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No need to be.
Well, I'm glad you're still here. I always liked the robot rangers, you know, and I don't feel nearly so guilty having you serve me as I would a real person.
Thank you.
Suddenly, a big fella in a trail duster strode in through the open door. He carried an Investor 73 magic staff over one shoulder and a pair of dark saddlebags over to other. His quick eyes instantly took the whole room in as he came up to the bar.
Can I get a hot meal here, Tavern Master?
Sure can, stranger.
I doubt I'm any stranger than the next guy in this place.
He laid his saddlebags down on the bar.
Good. I'll have a full plate of whatever sort of hash you got and a liter of water.
And then another big, rough-looking guy pushed into the room. He acted like he had just pushed open the door and then slammed it behind him, even though there was no door there. He walked up to the stranger at the bar and said,
Marvin the Magician?
Marvin the Wizard, if you please.
Whatever you call yourself, I'm calling you out.
I don't usually go out on weeknights.
This is my place, Mac.
Hey, the name's Ruckus.
Oh, I heard rumors of you, Ruckus.
Yeah, the rumors is all true.
Really? You mean you are tin-plated, a dictator with delusions of godhood?
Say, maybe you'd rather go out with him. He's got a good line there.
I mean, I challenge you to a deal, Marvin.
Is that a deal or a duel?
A duel. You can read it as well as I can.
Here's a tough one. Boys, a tough one.
Magic at 50 meters.
Ah. Well, ain't you sure there's some other way we could settle this?
No way. You coming or not?
Well, since you made the choice of weapons, by the rules, I get to choose which goal to defend and the starting time.
Rules?
Yeah, so I will go out with you, but we meet on that hill, the west side of town. We start tonight when the moon is at its highest. Do you agree?
Yeah, but there ain't nothing on that there hill.
Well, that makes for a clear shot then, don't it?
Yeah, well, all right. On the hill at high moon. And I get the high ground.
I wish I'd thought of that.
I'll be waiting.
I don't doubt it.
The man named Ruckus swaggered out of the door, leaving a breathless silence in the room.
Well, I believe I asked about some hash, Tavern Master.
Yes, you did.
And bring it to my table, Mr. Gardaki.
Neezer! Why, you old geezer!
Geezerette, if you please.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
He seems like a thoroughly unpleasant fellow, Marvin.
Ruckus? Oh, he reminds me of myself at that age, only not quite as bright.
Well, what's he got against you?
Nothing. Just a punk, spell slinger, out to make a reputation for himself.
By stealing yours?
Yes, well, armed with just a hint of magic and the youthful ability to cloud his own mind, he somehow thinks that defeating me is going to raise him up. I doubt it'd raise dust.
No, you underestimate yourself, my friend.
Your ash sir.
Oh, thank you, Oid. I'll just take it over here.
And sit with your back to the wall.
You can say that again.
I could, but it wouldn't advance the plot any.
Well, maybe later.
Margaret! I'm tired of waiting. Let's get it on!
Do you get a lot of his kind coming after you?
No, not many, but you get a reputation sooner or later. The idiots turn up. Now, the first magic duel I had was ideological.
You mean idiotological.
Idiotological, something like that. You know, I was eating a leg of no-go in a tavern. Did I tell you this story before? The lady was a militant at least I think she was a lady. She was a militant vegetologist. She thought I should renounce meat then and there. I quietly disagreed. I took offense.
What was she thinking?
That is one of the great silly mysteries of the universe. But when people know me as Marvin the Magician, well, a lot of them don't take me very seriously, at least not for the first time.
Well, you know, it was probably just an excuse on her part. She had a big chip on her shoulder.
I'm afraid I took a pretty good chip out of that shoulder, too.
Well, what are you going to do about him?
Ruckus, I'm going to eat my dinner.
You're not worried about him?
No, no. Not yet. There's a storm coming. I wanted to get a little bit closer.
Excuse me, sir. Are you really a magician?
Who is this boy?
He's the tavern master's son. His name's Kenzie. He helps out around the place.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Kenzie. I prefer to be called a wizard, but magician, sorcerer, wizard, they're all pretty much the same. We can each do our own kind of magic, son.
I know. Any wizard can do magic.
No, I mean anybody can do magic. Even you.
Really? I can do magic?
Oh, sure you can. We don't get to choose it. We just have to find out what kind of magic it is. And then we have to learn how to use it. For good or for evil.
He's absolutely right, boy.
Nah, don't go filling my boy's head with that stuff. He's got enough imagination already.
Are you going to make him disappear?
Oh, I can't make him do anything. Nope. I can suggest. I can ask politely. I can, he eventually has to decide to do it himself.
Well, what kind of magic can you do?
My kind of magic sort of knowledge of how things work. With a sense of the dramatic.
Oh, yes. Natural science with aesthetics.
Oh, no. Not science. Techno-trickery is frowned upon in this province.
That's right. It isn't real magic. They got no respect for you.
Well, wasn't it old St. Clark who said any sufficiently feeble magic is instantly recognized as mere science?
Hey, Marvin the Mouse! You ready? Let's get on with this. There's a storm coming in.
Ooh, he is a bit impatient, isn't he?
Good. On top of the hill at high moon. Those are the rules, boy.
Man, I can't even see the moon through the thunderclouds.
Oh, it's up there, boy. Trust me. Waiting is...
Is what?
Nothing. Just take it easy.
Waiting is?
Ancient wisdom.
Yeah, well, I don't go in for that New Age stuff.
Why doesn't he like you, Mr. Marvin?
I don't know, kid. It's one of the great silly mysteries of the universe.
Is that true, what you said? Everyone can do magic?
Yeah, you know, it certainly is. Most people don't know it, and they end up turning their magic inward, deluding themselves or denying reality. And that's gonna be frustrating.
But can't we use our magic to make the world go how we want it?
Oh, not exactly. We should use our own magic to fit ourselves into the real world. Doesn't work to build an imaginary world and then try to live in it. Unless you're a writer.
You two seem to agree about this.
Well, we're just two old sorcerers who've seen a lot, huh?
You could say we're sort of co-pathetic.
Come on, old man! What are you afraid of? You think these feeble little fireballs are too much for you?
Fling them.
But are you gonna meet him out there?
Kid, you gotta pick your own nose, pick your own guitar. But mostly you gotta pick your own battles. Understand me, I'll do something when the magic is ready.
And then you'll go out there.
Actually, I thought I'd do it from right in here. I'd like to keep a safe distance from where my magic's happening.
You don't trust your own magic?
Can be dangerous.
I thought magic was so precise. You follow the spell in the book.
Oh, no. Magic is like jazz. You gotta learn to improvise.
Besides, nothing works perfectly. It can get out of control, bounce back at you.
Yeah, I got scars. I could show them to you.
Yes, indeed. Well, best to be careful.
Hey, Marv, man, get out here!
Well, I guess he sounds about ready.
They all got up and went to the door. Marvin stepped outside onto the boardwalk and shouted to the upstart ruckus.
Just a minute, sonny. I gotta go and take a whiz first. I'm a wizard, you know.
I think I've waited long enough.
Yes, I think you may have, boy. Well, good. And I can go back inside, finish that excellent dinner.
Kalamazula, how did you do that?
Magic? I thought that was pretty clear.
I mean, what kind of magic was that?
My magic. I let nature fight him. Nature never loses. It's one of the great
silly mysteries of the universe. Yeah.
I thought you said magic doesn't work perfectly.
Oh, I said not all the time. Even chaos has a pattern, ain't that right? Yeah. But you know there are likely to be side effects, aftershocks from this little episode here, so we might want to stay inside here for a while.
I think I see it. It's the concept of karma magnets, where events attract themselves to each other.
Exactly right. I just picked a spot where no one else was likely to get hurt up there. I told him where to be. He went there. That was stupid. And I let him wait. Now, the longer he waited, the more angry and impatient he became, and the more negative he got. And pretty soon, he was a tall, negatively charged object in a big open space, and shazam!
Amazing!
Astounding!
Analog.
What?
I tell you, I really do have to use the little wizard's room.
Trying to avoid a cacatastrophe?
Oh, whew. Tavern master, can I have a deck of cards, please?
Going to do a reading, Mr. Marvin?
No, actually, I was thinking more along the lines of five cards stud.
Well, at least that's the way I remember it happening. It was tired, and I was getting very late. So it's kind of hard to be sure.